to today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Don't forget that, yeah, I'm a Christian. No. That what you want to call me? No, I'm a saint. I'm not a sinner saved by grace. I'm a saint. I was a sinner. There's a lot of controversy with that. But the Bible calls us saints. Amen. And that don't mean that you do everything right. But we are called saints by God himself. Jesus calls us the saints, not sinners. There's a distinct difference. The Bible says God doesn't hear sinners pray. Unless they pray with a heart toward him. But he said his ear is open to the cry of the righteous. So Daniel chapter 2 verse 44. We got to have knowledge of this. Otherwise we won't function in this life properly. Amen. Going around, you know, just a nobody. And you ain't telling everybody. You ain't telling nobody. You're nobody telling nobody. Amen. About nobody that can save nobody. Because you're nobody, or you think you're nobody, but you're a child of God. Amen. You better let the devil know he's a lie. Amen. Put your foot down and stand up and see what God. God has gone before you, but he needs you to follow him. Amen. Daniel chapter 2, verse 44. And in the days of these kings, these seven mountains or these seven kingdoms, shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom. That will be us, the church, which shall never be destroyed. And the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. That's the kingdom of God. Amen. Now, I call this the eighth kingdom because eight, as we read in Isaiah 43, God is doing a new thing. Eight is the number of new beginnings, right? Let's take a quick walk through his story. Eight is the number of new beginnings. Eight is the number of transition to new order. Remember the ark? There were eight people saved. Eight is the end of old beginning, is the end of the old and the beginning of the new. Another one, God created for 6 days, rested on the seventh day, and the eighth day was new beginnings. Under law, the Jews met on the seventh day. The church age, saints meet on the eighth day or the first day of the week. David was the eighth son of Jesse. He established a new order of worship, the Tabernacle of David. Seven colors are in a rainbow spectrum. Eight begins a new spectrum. Eighth note on a piano begins a new octave. And these musicians could tell you that better than me. But the eighth note on a piano begins a new octave. Eight, always a number of new beginnings. Jewish boys, when they were born, they were circumcised on the eighth day. That represented covenant and a new life. Okay? So, we're talking about the eighth kingdom, our part. The gospel of the kingdom is going to be demonstrated in every nation, not just what we term the gospel of salvation, but the gospel of the kingdom. Matthew chapter 24, verse 14. These are the greatest signs of the times. Amen. In which we live. The greatest signs of the times. Matthew chapter 24, verse 14. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Yeah. This is the greatest sign of the end. This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all nations for a sign. Nations will have to acknowledge the sovereignty of God as Pharaoh did with Moses. That's Exodus chapter 7 through 11. We won't go there. Read chapter 7 through 11 of Exodus. Hear what I'm saying. Now, we've already established the fact that God says there are nations more and mightier than you. Okay, so a lot of stuff looks like, to the natural eye, impossibilities. Lord, little old me, I can't do this. Well, that's right. God's going to do it. But he's going to use you. He needs to use the instrumentality in you. There's got to be willing vessels. Remember, we made the statement, God will not without man. Man cannot without God. It still holds true. God will not without man. He still needs somebody in your domain to be believing. Lord, I believe. I don't know how it's going to work. I don't know when it's going to work, but I know the kingdom in me dictates a time, dictates a position. There's something in me that's telling me to go ahead. Keep on going. You remember that song, Something Down Inside of Me? Telling me to go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. Don't listen to the naysayers. Listen to what's going on inside of you. There's a kingdom in there. God's trying to get something to you. Keep on going. You can't see your way. But when you get there, there'll be strength for that. There'll be a way made. There'll be a door open. There'll be people there. Tell somebody, keep on going. You know, one of the majestic things about a little ant, if you watch him, an ant ain't turning back. He'll go all kind of ways, but he never looks back. Amen. He'll walk way over here, but he ain't going. He'll go there. He'll go back. Amen. It's like they ain't got no reverse gear. They can't turn around. Can't go back. But they're industrious. God has made some marvelous, amazing little critters that we can learn from. Tell somebody, don't turn back. Don't look back. Keep moving forward. Keep moving forward. Keep moving forward. Amen. Sometimes when you're heavy, when you feel down, keep moving forward. Listen, that's going to change. God's going to relieve that burden. But this gospel of the kingdom, no matter how bad off the world looks, God says there's a mountain that's going to rise and it's going to be above all the other mountains. Amen. He's going to do it. He's in the process of doing it. One of the greatest signs is that this message is being preached to all the nations. And the nations, ultimately, you're going to see, as God brings things and shakes nations, that nations like Pharaoh got stiff-necked, wouldn't let God's people go, until finally God released the last blow. And Pharaoh said, listen, get out of here fast as y'all can. We don't want nothing to take. Take everything. Go. Just go. And gave them all kind of wealth as they left. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Amen. See, what one thing on God's calendar that hasn't come to pass yet is the transference of wealth. I'm not talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars. I'm talking about billions. There's something God's going to do, billions and even trillions. We never even talked about billions or trillions decades ago. You know, millions was, you know, hundreds of thousands. Now we're talking trillions and billions of dollars. That God, when he shakes the nations... Come on, I said there's a shaking coming. Amen. And all these that heaped up gold and silver for the last days, God's getting ready to transfer it into the hands of the kingdom people. Why? To get the work, the last day work done for the kingdom. Amen. There's a shaking coming. God's going to turn nations upside down. Shake the gold out. Amen. Nations will have to acknowledge the sovereignty of God. Just like Pharaoh with little old Moses and Aaron. What kind of, I mean, that was impossible. You look at the greatest nation on the planet, the most prosperous, the greatest army, and here's Moses and Aaron. Moses stuttered, and Aaron was spooky. Yeah, when Moses went up in the mountain, Aaron went down there and told Aaron, we're going to make us a calf. And you're going to make it. All right. But God used those two to shake a nation, to bring a nation to its knees, and destroyed the nation. Took all their armory. What do you think Israel got a lot of their swords and shields when they got drowned in the Red Sea? Amen. And those soldiers washed ashore. Tell somebody, God's working. You got to be aware of this kingdom that's going on inside of you. Now, if you don't find yourself growing or maturing and being able to take a little bit more than you could take 3 months ago. If you still find yourself stuck, that same thing tripping you up and causing you to lose it and have to repent to people and to God all the time, okay, then you are not in touch with that kingdom on the inside. Because that kingdom on the inside is about expansion. It's about rulership. It's about taking territory inside of you first. If you're still troubled with all kind of crazy thoughts of death and defeat and all that, you need deliverance from that. Because that the kingdom is about life. I come that you might have life and have it more abundant. If you're stuck on negativity, and always seeing things in a dark manner and shaded and, you know, no hope. That's not God. That's not the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is light. The kingdom of God is prosperity. The kingdom of God is increase. The kingdom of God is breakthrough in the midst of a dark world. It doesn't matter. The kingdom of God in you is greater than the kingdoms of this world. As a matter of fact, this eighth kingdom is going to rise and subdue these other kingdoms. Amen. Did we just read it in Daniel? Didn't we just read it in Daniel? That in the last days. But on our part, it takes faith. How are we going? Lord says, don't ask how. It's not up to you to ask how. I will show you. I will lead you. I will go before you. I'm going to say this to somebody. I feel this prophetically. God's going to take care of a whole lot of things you thought you would have to take care of. You're not going to have to even deal with it. The yoke for you will be easy. Amen. You talk about shouting this morning. You're going to come in with a shout that's going to be infectious. That's going to cause other people to shout. They don't even know what's going on. I just feel the shout. Why? Because God's going to make it easy. Some warfare. Stop looking for the devil to be. Listen, the devil is a rogue.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you. Beautiful.